It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers over at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Trey, anything we need to know before we go to our phone lines and go to our questions about the outdoors?
We've got so much stuff to talk about today. I mean, I mentioned already we got the buck-only archery hunt, what a lot of people call the velvet buck hunt, you know, chance to get a deer, still got some velvet on the antlers. I know you see those in your backyard, David.
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, so that's this weekend through Monday. We got dove season opening next Saturday. One thing I did want to mention, a week from Tuesday, so 2 weeks from this past Tuesday, September 8th, I know we've been getting some calls about chronic wasting disease regulations and how that's going to affect Grant County in particular, which is a huge area for deer hunting, as we all know. We're going to be having an open house down in at the Sheridan Rec Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday night, September 8th. It's not like a formal presentation or anything like that, but there'll be a whole bunch of biologists and different folks from Game and Fish. The public can come in and just, you know, kind of wrap one-on-one about just deer management in general, but also about some of those new regulations and how you can get your deer tested and all that kind of stuff. So if you hunt in Grant County and want to know more about that, come see us for that open house on September 8th. Let's see what else we got. Oh, we've got some money available for landowners who want to do some feral hog trapping and help us try to get a handle on the kind of hogs we don't cheer for here in Arkansas. And I think we got about $1.2 million. We're going to be taking applications through September 11th. I think they close the business 4:30 p.m. on September 11th. And if you've got 100 acres, or if you want to go in co-op with one of your neighbors that you collectively have 100 acres, that works too. But you can check that out at agfc.com. That's part of our conservation incentive program. We've done, I don't know, about $5 or $6 million in previous rounds of this funding with different conservation practices. This one is all feral hog trapping. Basically, we'll pay you about reimburse you about 75% to if you buy an approved hog trap and send us pictures of the hogs that you're whacking and stacking on your property. So
whacking and stacking.
There you go, man. There you go. So I don't know, man. Lots of good stuff going on.
You know what? Chuck Denton, our buddy with Clear Point Cellular Data. I mean, that's one of the things. That is a business that I'm sure he does. He does so many other things right now, but he's the one that takes over Cradle Points and things like that. Such a great guy. But he has shown me over the years, from the primitive to up to now, how these things and remotely making these traps and everything for herds of these it's incredible to watch. And then when you on the phone, I'm thinking, oh man, you're talking about some feral hogs out there, but when you see them, it's nothing but just some meat and muscle that could just bowl you over in a
and they're everywhere
thing. Oh my gosh, except they're all over the place
except when we go hunting for them.
That's true. But I mean, just seeing some of the stuff that he's done with the traps that you can do remotely and all of that that he has set up all over the place is incredible.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We've got some questions here for Trey. Do want to remind everybody we're here at Luxury Pool and Spa. I just talked to Andrea and they've got deals starting next Monday all through the week. So if you want to come here and get you a deal on furniture, hot tubs, chemicals, they're going to have you a deal anywhere from 25 to 75% off. We'll continue to visit with them about all those deals. Redbone says, you can't ask Andrea her age. And, you know, my deal is when you're that young, it's not offensive. When you're that young, she's such a youngster.
I think if you're savvy enough, as you are, to ask a female that, you're savvy enough to know that she is young enough that she
wants to.
If she smoke at a certain age, you're going to
That's exactly right. And it's in context. We were talking just
about
the
and that's the male chauvinistic pig not the pig that Trey's talking about.
Somebody says Utah is the most pivotal game on the schedule. If we beat them, that will help set the tone, and fans will lose their mentality. Certainly would. No question about it. Tim Curry also played the butler in the movie Clue. I've never seen Clue.
Okay, I've seen him there. Yeah. Never seen it, but yes.
Someone says Hayden, Dolly, and Tim. Who was Hayden? Who was that dude?
That's that Panettiere.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about her. Everything happens in threes, right?
Somebody put a thing out yesterday showing all of the celebrities that are in their 80s that are
dying.
Tim Curry's 80. Don Harden's 80.
Who was the little...
No, not dying, that are 80 as we speak, need to be on the lookout.
Right, right. Tim Curry also played, Wadsworth. That's the same character, I think. Let's see here. This is Carrie comment for Trey Reed. We caught the last part of your show Tuesday night. Loved all the talk about skipping stones.
Yeah, I guess that's another event, outdoorsy type event, going down 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Murray Park, basically the boat ramp there by the soccer fields, the Great Southern Stone Skipping Championships.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, that's
simple in life.
We had a lot of fun talking about that. I was like, you know, what? How do they judge it? They, you know, believe it or not, they do not use any sort of video or recording equipment. They have a panel of five vets that they got from the VFW on Canis that will they all watch, they count inside their heads, and then they caucus and like, okay, I think I saw 24 skips. I saw 23,
right,
and then they
right.
come to a consensus there. But it's pretty fun. No, you can't alter your rock in any way. You can't have a man-made or artificial rock. Yeah, I was like, you can't, you know. So no emery boards, no Vaseline on your ball cap. I ask him if it was like baseball, if somebody goes to their cap
spitball.
Too often. Is that a foul of some sort? You know.
It, you know, back in whenever you if, as a kid, if you had a chance, it was a great. It felt great to be able to do a good job of skipping a rock.
How many
bounces could you?
Get a few.
If you go back, if you go back and video the like the best in the world.
Sure.
I mean, they're doing like 25 to 40. I mean, it's crazy
how they do that.
They've
had people come in for this thing. I guess maybe it's a little bit bigger up north. I think in the Northeast, but they had a guy from Scotland come in a couple years ago to participate.
Ringer.
Yeah, all the way from across the pond to participate. But yeah, it's a cool event, and the great thing is they donate all the proceeds from this. I think it's $10 to compete. It's free if you just want to watch. All the proceeds go to hunger relief in Arkansas, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
From the 501, football is a great uniter. Fanship crosses political differences, status differences, and different opinions. That's JT and Benton. You know, it's funny. I was speaking to the salt bowl luncheon yesterday, and a gentleman came up to me and said, man, he was talking to the group of us. He said, that was the best interview I've heard with
Silverfield?
No, Tom Cotton yesterday.
Oh.
You know, he wasn't talking politics. Right. He just said, man, it was fun listening to him talk about normal stuff, you know, growing up, and because you're always getting with him, you're always going to get politics, and that's what I love about this show. We don't do that. And
he's pretty straight-laced, though.
He had some laughs yesterday, a couple, you know, you get to, and that's why I think too, you have a lot of politicians love coming on our show because we know we're not going to go politics. We're going to get, you know, hey, we're going to challenge you on your sports, not a lot of it, but enough for you to, you know, have a good time.
And I talked to RJ, and I'll say something about that here in a little bit too. And I talked to RJ, and RJ backed me up thinking that the senator was at Summerwood Sports maybe last week.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because I asked you about that.
I was looking at you. I thought, I was waiting for him to go.
Well, again, but I mean, he's so stoic and he's not.
So you think?
No, I think he was. I think it was last week.
Gotcha.
I'm going to find out for sure. I was too busy yesterday, so I didn't hit up any of the Hendrixes. But I know.
I thought it was also your way to respond to the Buckies. No, listen.
No, you opened that up by mentioning it.
Absolutely. Oh, you said that.
You brought it up going, hey, Tom, or Senator, he's a little upset with you because you're a Bucky. Yeah, you started that convo. So I went, I did exactly what you planned on me doing, walking right into that feral hog trap.
Somebody said, ask the Lawsons about Pittman coming to watch Peyton's football game. Did you do that? Said Pittman do that? She said yes. We'll talk to you about that. That's very nice of him to do that.
Cool.
Of course, again, they did Sam Pittman's swimming pool. If you go to AY Magazine or Ant Magazine, look at the pools that Luxury Pool and Spa have done. They are out here. Matter of fact, here, I mean, you can see the pictures. First-class pools. I mean, they do them top-notch. All right,
absolutely.
That's a little Love Will Keep Us Together with Captain and Tennille.
Hello, Daryl Dragon.
Don't go away. 648 live from Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.